Panelists on our current affairs program, Talking Point, have expressed diverging views on the Center for Democratic Development, CDD's, pre-election survey that accused both the NDC and NPP of vote-buying ahead of the December polls. Daniel Ama-Ato of the CDD said there's a thin line between distribution of items and vote-buying. He explains defining vote-buying in the context of the survey.
Defining vote-buying, defining coercive voting, defining abuse of incumbency, there seems to be some kind of thin line. Ascertaining that in terms of vote buying, the clear-cut definition is that you are giving a material gift or whatever to somebody just to induce the person to vote for you. That is the clear-cut. And let me also say that he raised issues concerning the timing of the survey. What prompted us to do this? We've been doing this Afrobarometer survey since 1991. Looking at the trend of some of these democratic indicators that we've been gathering information on, we realized between 2012-2014, when we did the last survey, there was a sharp decline in some of these indicators, something like trust for EC, trust for the president and all those things. And from our analysis, it was so clear that there seems to be some challenges in our democratic space. So then we took the decision, can we do this too? Assess information from people, analyze it, and see how best we can use that information to educate the masses and also to help other civil society organizations involved in election programming to undertake their programming very well. So for us, we had nothing to do with the timing of MPP press conference. We went to the food 2nd July to 18th July, and therefore we did this survey right in July. Here is the case. We are talking of a pre-election survey. Do you expect a pre-election survey findings to be released at the end of elections? What do you achieve with that? From our survey, it is not only NDC and MPP that were mentioned. We have PPP there. Whenever you release surveys, people tend to look at the party that is at fault, and all of them will be backing the survey. This time around, all of them are against it. Wow, all the parties against it. It's simply because it is pointing to something that has been happening, and virtually people are pointing to them as a culprit. It's better we look at these issues and see how best we can address it.
The director of elections of the NDC, Samuel Ofosu Ampofu, said the party is not convinced as to how the CDD arrived at the statistics that put the NDC as a leading party in vote buying. He said the party has been distributing items long before the campaign started and it is not based on party colors. Mr. Ofosu Ampofu said the NDC remains transparent. That is why it adopted the one man, one vote idea to elect its representatives ahead of this year's election.
I want to be convinced by what means they arrive at that 61%. I find it very, very difficult because I believe that if you take the voter population of this country, about 15, over 14 million people, and then the NDC gets over 5 million, we got about over 5 million in the last election, and you ask yourself, are we insulting the voting public that Ghanaians have gone through this exercise from 1992? We have had such elections. We have grown into maturity in terms of our political culture, and Ghanaians have been given the freedom to exercise their franchise. So I'm just surprised that when they did come to the realization of the CDD that all of a sudden we have to pay people in order to get their votes. You are coming to the national elections and you are dealing with a huge population of 14 million. How are you going to pay 14 million? So I am worried because he couldn't even define what a vote buy is.
Wicked.
We didn't give a very clear definition.
There's a fine line between vote buy and vote.
You ask yourself, when did they do that report? Where was the report hiding? And we have a president who is governing this country who has the responsibility of ensuring that we prosecute the manifesto agenda of the NDC until we go into the elections.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, His Excellency the President made a presentation of 1,000 outboard motors to the fishing community, fishers in the Greater Accra. It is an item captured in the budget
Why didn't the president do this distribution way before the launch of the campaign?
It is an ongoing process, and that's why I'm saying that governance has not ceased. Governance is a continuum.
People will begin to ask questions if right after your campaign launch, the next campaign stop at the Western region, then there's distribution going on. Obviously, questions are going to be asked.
The Ministry of Agri, for instance, imported a number of tractors, about 500 tractors, which have arrived. And very soon, the farmers need the tractors. Are we going to say that the tractors should be It should be passed until after the election before it is given to them. When you are giving the tractors, are you bribing the farmers? Are you buying their food?
Yao Obenga Samoa of the NPP says, though the CDD survey was good, it was not sharp enough to explain what it meant by inducing the electorate to get their votes.
I think we should accept that polls are here to stay, and that it is not the business of us, the recipients, to determine which ones we prefer and which ones we don't. In that regard, I want to commend all the civil society organizations who are now very actively getting involved in Ghanaian politics, in spite of the abuse. Well, they do get abused. Had the privilege over the years of working with some very everyday civil society organizations, including CDB. Professor Dimabwedi is a worldwide recognized academic, sound technician, professor of political science. Let's recognize people like Professor Kumado, Dr. Akwete, you know, all the people.
I have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with GIA now. And that I respect them as a totally independent and objective.
So it means that you agree that you're also involved in vote buying?
So what I'm saying is that let us begin to look at these votes and begin to accept that they are going to become a part of the fabric of our elections as we go forward. Now, having said that, abuse, if anything at all, I am disappointed that the poll wasn't stronger.
Stronger?
Yes.
In what sense?
In condemning the NDC. In a larger sense, concluding at the point of election, when an outboard motor, a fishing net, a sewing machine, bentoir, and all those things appear, that is just the end product. Abuse on a huge scale goes on well before it gets to that point. And it is based on the ability to control the electoral area. The executive controls that electoral area through two things. Through the power of appointment over the electoral process and the funding of it, and through fiscal policy, the government's own policy.